Hey loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com. Welcome to the good life. Welcome aboard. Woohoo!
Right on. Let's go.
I have my Wheaties today. All right. We are live, terrestrial radio in the Pacific Northwest. Hello, everybody. Hi. And then, of course, we are simultaneously live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Am I missing anything, Benny?
That's the ones that I'm hitting them at.
Check, check, and check.
You got it.
So if you are desiring to see us noodling around on YouTube, please do that. All you got to go is to YouTube and just type in 1150 AM and you will see us chatting, and myself and Benny and my guest we have today. Remind all of you, if you want to receive the show notes, the juicy love bumps that I offer and give you in the newsletter, which of course we want you to have every week, please just go to Clarity with Sue and sign up with the newsletter and we'll get you connected. We've got a lot of things happening behind the scenes and I'm totally, totally teasing you. But please sign up for the newsletter because there's a lot of great things that are happening behind the scenes and I want you to be involved. Of course, we're in all the social medias and all the SoundClouds, podcast world, iTunes, all of that. So make sure that you subscribe and give us, I say 6-star review because why not shoot for the stars? Let's do it. All right, you guys, Clarity with Sue. Hi, I'm going to bring on my guest and you know how this all goes. I'm going to do the formal bio and then we're going to get to know him personally and his story and you'll get to know his energy. So here we go. So Brent Yates, and he has a book that we're going to be talking about today and his journey and educating and loving on you. So here we go. Brent Yates is a serial entrepreneur with over 30 years of experience and success as a business owner, philanthropist, and investor, a leader in natural gas industry, and an Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year nominee. He is now a coveted speaker. Despite having money and prestige, his life journey has been neither smooth nor straightforward. In 2007, he was incapacitated by a mysterious illness, a crumbling marriage, shattered familiar relationships, and suicidal thoughts. At his lowest point, God put people, organizations, and resources into his life that came around him and lifted him up from his knees. We got lots of juicy stuff to talk about, don't we?
Let's go.
Okay, I could keep going with the whole formal bio, but like I said, let's get to know you, your why, sure. what, where this all transpired and came from.
Yeah, you know, my story, I'm 61 years old, and I think I met my current wife. I got divorced 26 years ago, I guess.
Christina.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Christina, I married 6 years ago. And after knowing her for about a year and then obviously marrying her, she kept encouraging me to write a book. And I was like,
Christina.
What do you mean, write a book? Yeah. and I have a life coach that I've been with for 13 years. And they were together, you know, trying to lay this book out. And I'm like, you know, I really didn't feel it at that time. And over the last 3 or 4 years, through her encouragement, and then through a really cool dream that I'll share with you, I became inspired that it was time to tell my story. But without those two, you know, that very well, you know, I think for everybody in your audience, if people are telling you to write a book, you know, it can be a little scary, but at the same time, you know, you kind of listen to that and go, okay, they see your life. It's hard for me to visualize what others see. And what I realized in the last 3 or 4 years is I'm so blessed. And to share those blessings and the grace of God and what he's done in my life, like not to not do that would just not be, wouldn't be fulfilling in my life to know that I didn't give the glory, to God where it definitely belongs. And I've had God in my life, my whole life, but at a different level now. And there was, you know, you go through periods, whether you're in reboot, whether you're going through tough times in life, right, where, you know, at some point you realize that, you know, without the man above and his powers, that this life is pretty rough. So Christina and my life coach encouraged me to write the book. 2020 of COVID, it was like May, June, I tore my shoulder and it required surgery. And I kept asking God, like, you know, what's up? Like COVID's here. And, you know, I was getting ready to have some doctors look at my shoulder, but through COVID and the protocols through COVID, I kept getting shut down and I didn't make my appointments. And I went training and played golf in the same day. And I had an appointment the next day to go see a surgeon and to see what I could do to rehab my shoulder. And in one golf swing, it tore completely. And it was a rough couple of days until, it took me to my knees.
Making my toes crawl.
Kind of blacked out, like, you know, what just happened? But, you know, into those next weeks where you're now doing MRIs and meeting doctors and trying to figure it out, I kept asking God, like, you know, why did you have to tear my shoulder? I was getting ready to go do rehab and see surgeons and, you know, try to do it that way. And I kept hearing back, nothing. And then about 2 weeks after the surgery, and I also have these dreams to mix in too, but 2 weeks after the surgery, I finally heard back from God. And it was really in those dreams where he was challenging me, like, what are you going to do next? And I didn't realize it until I started writing the book. But one morning I woke up and I asked my wife to go get me these big notebooks. I said, they're like 18. I used to use them for, you know, showing my people at work, you know, just laying diagrams out, mission statements. And so I asked her to go get these big notebooks and she had no idea why. I said, just get 4 or 5 of them. And she brought them upstairs. And I, because my arm was in a sling, I couldn't like actually get it out and write. So I leaned over my pool table for weeks and it just flowed out of me. And then during that same time, I was now revisiting these dreams I was having as I was climbing the mountain.
Wait a minute. So you had an injury to slow your tushy down to make you get in a position where you had to lean over the pool table and write your book, right? And have that solace, have that clarity.
God stopped me. He basically said in reflection, like, you're never going to slow down long enough to do this.
Yeah.
And I want you to platform me. And, you know, the book starts right out with that platform. So,
Dig it. And on the radio, an audience knows this. It's Source. It's Purple Chopsticks. It's whatever G-O-D Purple Chopsticks means to you. If that is your purpose, premise, have at it.
It's wherever the power is. I try to there's got to be a greater source. Power.
I call it source or Gus.
Universe, whatever we
God,
want to call
universe,
it.
Source, spirit. Whatever. And audience knows all of that. I just wanted to put that in there and like they even know or care. But back to, there was also a journey. Didn't you take a journey on, was it, where was that? Again, here I was doing research and reading about you and you're like, well, I wasn't in that town.
So kind of before I got to writing the book is kind of where the book goes back to. Like I didn't write the book until 2020, but the story beyond my childhood stuff, that's, you know, a little bit of the book and my programming. And then at 47 years old is when I break down. I'm on crutches. I've got MRSA. My body is no longer in tune with anything. Like my body has broke down. I don't think I'll make it another year. So all that stuff, the grind of life, the terrible program, the wanting to overexceed in life, the alpha in me, my ego, all that stuff had me jacked up. And the only way I really knew until 47 years old was to intimidate and get my way and control my world. And it killed
me. That's powerful right there though, too, because, so grateful for you as the masculine energy coming in and standing in the rank, not only for your book, but also for the example that you can show and lead by example to men and women. But when I started this radio show and this whole transformational journey, you know, transformation journey years ago, but the radio show within the transformation and personal development, there were not a lot of men, number one, standing in the rink or doing interviews and saying, we have the power. We can be vulnerable and loving and soft and we don't have to kill one another. So thank you for doing this. I appreciate that. So please
welcome.
Continue.
And just, you know, that's just obviously part of this journey that, you know, when people are trying to get you to, you know, write a book and expose yourself, I had those days where I kept questioning God, right? So back to that, it's like, God, really? Yeah. I got to do this?
And wait, so, I have to speak my truth? Yeah, what is right? that? Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
So 2007, I go through all these things. And in 2002, I had gone to Phoenix to follow the Buckeyes to a ball game. And Phoenix was different. Like when I got out there, even though I'm in pain in 2002, I need a divorce. My wife, I always like to say, like I created all that. Like she was I married a really good woman. Yep. And so, you know, in 2002, when I went out there, I'm like, okay, if I go through this divorce, and which turned into a lawsuit and many other things, a financial crisis, all that happened in 2007, where I broke down. But in 2002, when I went out to Phoenix, I sensed a different energy out there. I sensed that life could be different. I sensed that I could make a change there if I went through those things, which I did in 2007. I didn't know it would be at that scale that I went through things, but now I'm in really bad shape, and I make my way to Phoenix, and that's where it happened for me at.
Unpack that a little bit, because what I'm hearing from the audience is the bad stuff. It's a contrast, right? Right, wrong, or indifferent. It's all learning experience in my philosophy and my way of life and how I educate. Yes, it's bad. Yes, it can feel bad. Yes, it can be hurt and anger, and you have every right for those emotions. That's not what I'm saying. But where I'm going with this is I want to know, for not only yourself, but also to talk to the audience about when you're in that muck of muck, right? I mean, how do you pull up yourself, like with, you know, pull up the proverbial bootstraps and have the faith and to retrust yourself again, right?
Yeah.
That could be emotionally, financially, intimacy as a broad spectrum, marriage, all the other stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. As a, I think if I didn't have the fundamental foundation from my parents, from church, I had enough faith. Like it was a seed, mm-hmm. right? But it was throughout my body. And I made a decision in 2007 that I'm either going to like take my life and end it, mm-hmm. and, or I'm going to move forward kind of how I moved forward in my old life, that I'm going to go all the way to the top with this. And so I didn't know what that looked like. And it was scary, because why hadn't I used those tools to date? Why hadn't I put those tools to use? So I was basically trusting that something could be different in Phoenix. Was it only Phoenix? Is it everywhere? Do we just have to open our mind to it? I think it's opening our mind and letting our ego go. As I reflect, right, in the moment, I was scared. I'm like, you know, how's my life going to change? I'm still Brent Yates. I'm still injured. I still don't know what the holds for me. I don't know what it holds for my family, that I've just busted my family up through this divorce. So for me, that's where the grace comes in, is because, you know, without, number one, I was beaten and I just gave up and I said, you know, please help me. And so I think through that struggle, people just came, organizations came. Mm. I didn't go find them. They found me. So for me not to share my story and share grace and share just going, all right, give me change. And there's one thing to be angry and go, you know, I'm going to fight up the hill. I had none of that in me anymore. I was just open and praying that something would change in my life.
Did you use the word surrender? I just surrendered.
I did, because I had a moment where I just went, you're either going to live or you're going to die. So I just kind of gave up. But I think, you know, I've had time to think and I've written the book, and, you know, it really truly is when it's your spirit, when your spirit kind of looks around the world and doesn't have anger, the beautiful people come. And so they saw me as beat up. I don't know that I attracted them. I didn't attract them with a high energy, but the beautiful people came. They're still the most, I've been in this place for 14 years where I've been enlightened and energetic and different mindset and reprogrammed. But those people are still in my life and I haven't found better ones. So God sent them all at once for me in the story.
Hey, wait a minute. It goes both ways. It's an even exchange of energy, because in my belief, right? And I believe that you completely attracted all of that to you, and likewise for them. because it's an even exchange of energy. And I can guarantee, even though I don't know, but knowing the journey in your book and what you're doing, you have completely inspired those 10, 12 people that have been around you, right?
What's beautiful is in 2009, somebody had written a chapter about my life coach. And in now 2009, 2010, I've made a change. The church has changed me. I've been inspired many, many ways. And I kept thinking, I'll never be able to confirm my life coach like that guy did in his book. I still didn't, you know, this is a process. This isn't just overnight. This is a discipline for life where you're always seeking peace. And so for me, those people are still here. They're on my team now. That was the specific question. But yes, I am inspired that all these people are on my team. There's two or three pastors that came into my life, and they're right beside me, my life coach, my trainers. I could go on and on. And new people along the way, certainly, that I've inspired with my new energy and zest for life and where we're going with this whole deal and where, you know, I think yeah, they're all on my team still. It's
they
beautiful.
Are. Yeah. Pat yourself on the back. It's amazing to be able to reflect and look at that. And then also the genuine and authentic appreciation and love and gratitude that is commingling within that, because it's a builder, right? It's just beautiful. Talk to me, Sue,
that's the gravity of up, and we're going to get to that, but that's that whole momentum
segue, baby.
That's it right there. I don't know if it's time for a commercial, but we want to get there.
We've got a couple more minutes. Let's talk about the contrast between the old self, the old self that is the ego and fighter and then to the human that you're choosing to show up to be now. And I want to talk about that contrast and unpack it a little bit so people can recognize that within themselves and ask them the question, maybe I want to change before that happens to me. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That old guy's still there. Yeah. And so what's interesting in that dynamic is, so now we're 2010 and I have made a huge shift in who I was, what I put off, how I operated, how I thought, and how I wanted to be. And I had to leave Phoenix. I was going back and forth anyway, but I had a business in Ohio that I was still running. And so I still had to, so now I had 500-600 employees in Ohio, construction guys. I'm a construction guy. The hat, you see me today, but the hat is like, I've worn a hat for 50 years and I'm most comfortable in a hat. I've got hair, but I'm most comfortable in a hat. And so
what's Christina say? We're going out tonight. No hat. Yeah,
she doesn't tell me that I have truly, like, she's just good with me. And that's anyway,
I love it.
So that contrast, that person. So I knew who I was, but I didn't know how much to share. And so it was baby steps when I came back into my company, and even my family, they knew me as like, we're going up the hill. It's my way or the highway. I controlled everything to this. That wasn't healthy for me. So it was really, how was I going to survive? So part of this was just, how am I going to survive? Because internally I was ill. Now I've shifted. Now I'm coming back to Ohio. That's where my family is. That's where my businesses are. And so I had to kind of move in slowly, because I wanted to know I could still take the hill. I'm still the guy, but we're going to do it in a different way. But when I had to engage, I had to be careful, because that old guy was always sitting right there, ready to come out. And so,
okay, that's really important. I want the audience to hear this, because what's happening in my head is, because when we're all in transition, and I speak to this and this types of language, different scenarios with everybody's different life and lifestyles. However, when you're in that transition and you are choosing to evolve and change who you are and how you're showing up, there is that, not only the old self that keeps wanting to tick in there and be that squeaky wheel, but also the other person saying, well, what if they don't like me anymore? What if they don't respect me anymore? What if they don't blah, blah, blah anymore? Right?
100%. 100%. And when you have everything on the line.
Keep at it though, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. And for a guy who takes care of his family, A to Z, they take care of me too. Like we're all in it together, but I'm at the head of the, my dad passed 15 years ago and I'm the guy, and I take that very seriously. And so there is that, trepidation of like dad 2-3 years earlier, like dad kind of went away and reinvented himself. You know, is that good or is that bad? But they slowly saw that that was really good. And today they confirm me beyond belief, and I can always be better. But you said something that really triggered, like, it's every day that we have to get up and figure out like what path are we going down? Because I got way more years of being this other guy than I got of being enlightened.
Changing neural pathways, changing habituations. Yeah, yeah. I know. And I totally understand and hear what you're saying. And so does the audience, male or female. And for myself, it has been a journey through traumas and all that. So I, all of my trauma has been in here. And I had to find mindset hacks and things that would get my booty out of bed and not be that old victim, self-pity, why is this happening to me kind of person based on my external experiences, right? And that's really important. And like in your book, and it's changing habituations, it's standing up for yourself. And Brent, it's these last couple of years when I've been doing the radio show, it's been this big fat permission slip to the world that says, guess what? You don't have to be that limited person. You don't. You really don't.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you don't. And I think it's that first step. You know, it's that very first step that's the toughest.
The awareness.
But you're exactly right. What you're going to feed yourself with and how you determine your life's going to go. It's a challenge. It's a work. It's a discipline. It's every day. It can be several moments in the day. But I love and I can see that you made that shift. I mean, we all go through something. And you and I are a resource to everybody. I just want to be a resource. Like my story is a resource.
Yes.
Like I just want to be one of those pieces and stand up and go, it can happen. It happened to you and I, right? Yep. So we're in this together.
Yes. Double high five. And we can bring Christina in too and the whole other tribe and
Christina comes in, she will rock this thing in a whole different way. She's a rock star.
I love
she's
it.
The star of the family. Know that. I tell her that and she goes, no, baby, you are. I'm like, honey, we all know you're the star. And she is. She truly is.
Oh, I love that. And what you're doing for me is sharing an example of committed love. I was married for 22 years, have 3 beautiful grown adult girls now, and that part of my life is gone by choice and by stuff. And so
I made it 25 years. Guys, I get you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And unprogramming from all of that, right? It's all of that in addition to other stuff. And it's a journey. It's beautiful. There's no victim in all of it. And I can say that now, right? Sure. Because now I've got the tools and all the goodies. You know what? It's about the half hour mark. So why don't we take a quick commercial break and we come back. And Brent, do you have your book? I didn't get one in the mail. I wanted to have one in the screen. Okay, pull that out so we can show YouTube people. Sure. Benny, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to continue chatting and educating with Brent Yates. We'll be right back, you guys. Hey there, everyone. Sue here with Clarity with Sue. You also know me as the host and creator of the Gratitude Cafe. Please sign up for the newsletter so we can stay in touch. All you got to do is go to claritywithsue.com, sign up for the newsletter. And I am creating vitality, abundance, and resilience. I want you to win in life and to reclaim, rediscover, redesign the authentic and genuine you. If that sounds juicy and yummy, come over, let's have a conversation, sign up for the newsletter and or the coaching program and the C2C live online program. Again, that's claritywithsue.com.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
You saved my life. You held my hand when I was scared. You helped me say goodbye to my dad. You were an example for me. You gave me strength when I thought I had none left. I couldn't tell you then, but I want to say thank you, all of you, for everything. Thank you to the physicians, nurses, and others working in America's hospitals and health systems. A message from the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and American Nurses Association.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
I want to go dancing. Woohoo! Dab. All right, welcome back, you guys. We have been chatting with Brent Yates. Hold up your book again. I know we're on radio, but we're going to show the YouTube world. Look at that beauty. Book launch, The Gravity Up. Unlock your potential so no one can hold you down, including yourself, because it all starts with you.
Mostly yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you know who you are and how you're showing up authentically and genuinely for yourself, and then you can stand in that grace and that love and that confidence, world's your oyster. Let's talk about this new book.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think rolling in, what you just said was perfect. Like the gravity of up, and you know, everybody has a choice. And my book could have been called, like I have 15 artistic guys around me, and I'm there. Like, I love art. I'm inspired by music and art. But that wasn't my old life. Like, I couldn't put white and black together and go, yeah, that might work, you know. But now I see color, and there's a whole new world out there. And so when I look at some of the names that the book could have been, The Power of Up, The Adventure of Up, adventure like inspires me to say, like what I want people to do out there is to, like, you and I, we know what we're doing here today, but those resources are everywhere. If they'll just take in all the resources they can find to make some little shift, there can be an adventure every day for people. Like that change and that newness, and that the sun looks a little different, the moon looks a little different. Like, that's adventure that you can't pay for, right?
Right there. I want the audience to just put a pin in that, guys. It's like putting on a new pair of glasses. It's so tactile. It is so tactile. And the reason I'm really putting a pin in this is because I want you to have that heightened awareness that says, oh, okay, Sue and Brent were talking about putting on those new pair of glasses. That's my new awareness that the sun is shining. I think that's really, it's so simple, so subtle, but so powerful. So powerful. And then building on that, right? Okay.
Yeah. And so when I started creating this platform 2 years ago and started writing the book, and I was not on social media anywhere. And so I had this has been a whole new world for me. But what I brought in, I started doing podcasts in my living room right here in Nashville. People didn't know who I was. So it was not easy to find people to come talk to me, because I'm Brent Yates. I've got some stuff going on. And as I mentioned, but nothing that an athlete or anybody would really want to talk to. But what I did was, when somebody inspired me out there that I also saw had a good heart, I called them up. I went, hey, like you got me all jacked up. I'm writing this book, and it's about power, and it's about gravity, and it's about adventure, and, you know, going all in. And they were like, going all in. And that became the key phrase along the way, what I heard from all these athletes. Michael Chandler was he's an MMA guy, 155 pounds, fights this in November in New York. I throw that out there because when Mike came in, what I heard from Mike, he fights for a living. Like, his life's on the line every day. Like, he goes in all in every day. Like we don't see it. We only see him on screen for 5 minutes, but he's living that life every day, how he's feeding it, what he's putting in his body, mind, body, and soul. so that he can survive and be better. And then I had a race car driver come in. Her name's McKenna Hase. And that's what she said. She was 19 years old and went, you know, I'm working on my car. I'm on the motor. I'm working on my team. I'm working on my mindset. And I'm like, and then I had a golfer come in, Kevin Hall from Columbus, Ohio, now in Cincinnati, Ohio. Same thing. It's like he lives it, breathes it 24 hours a day. He's got another life, right? He's got it. But what I saw was their spirit. Like their spirit inspired me because it was way more than just their sport. It was how they were going to, how they inspired me. That's what I wanted to bring out to the audience. So I kept getting going all in. And so just like this new life, if people will catch this energy that you and I are putting off, like they can change and see that change. So that,
yes, I love it. Bring it, Brent, bring it. Do you, I love it.
Yeah.
Talk to me, walk us through a couple. Well, I would say the whole book is your favorite, but I'd like you to kind of lean into our conversation and intuit what you want to talk about with the book. Cause I want people to taste the book from us today and then we'll let them know how to get it.
Yeah, I think the cool parts are the most probably touching parts for me was that transformation. When I came from Phoenix back to Ohio, I had to put myself in situations where I could have empathy and some caring. And because I'm back in the construction game. Lots of people, lots of contractors, lots of no, you ain't.
And that's a great Petri dish to show up.
Dude.
I know. I just got
goosebumps. My brothers. And I normally don't get goosebumps over tough things, but that just lit me up. But it's a battle. Life's a battle no matter where you're at, right? It's your own battle. And I had to keep putting myself back in position to find myself and to try to connect myself for back to Phoenix and that feeling and that wanting to do good. And I'll back up one step. My life coach, when I first met him, he made me keep a journal. And without that journal, I wouldn't have been able to really write this book, right? It would all have been all over the place for 12 years, right?
Right.
And I was able to reflect in the first 2 years, every day when I opened up my journal, I saw love and compassion for myself and others make someone's day. And so those two principles became like, even today, it's like, okay, I woke up, it's about me, I'm going to get ready for the show, but make it about somebody else. Life is bearable. Life is worth living when we figure out we can brighten somebody else's day. Just a wink of the eye, a nod of the cap. And through COVID, we've lost that, right? Ugh. Everybody's so disconnected. And I'm wanting to connect, right? It's my time to connect. See me, right?
I
want to connect with you. And I get this bad stuff back, like stay out of my space. And it happened to me the other day at Trader Joe's. And I'm like, man, I was in a great space, right? And I get this terrible energy. And it's like, people have shut down so much. So I feel like now is a great time for me to be coming out because I want to open people's eyes up that we've got to reconnect. We've got to reconnect our country. And so I was going so back from when I would come back to Ohio, I started going to a children's hospital. So there's a chapter and it's a part of the book. And I just walk in with teddy bears and stuff on me and I wouldn't ask anybody to come in, right? And I just start walking the halls and looking for families because children's hospital, like the families come with the child, right?
Yep.
And typically they have very little to no money and they certainly can't afford to be off work and everybody's struggling. So I bring gift cards and I just walk in this place and start handing stuff out and cheering people up and giving them energy. And I kept putting myself in that place in this one short story that I share in the book. I see this little girl coming and she's being wheeled down the hallway. And I know this special teddy bear. I can tell this girl's special from, you know, 80 feet. Mm-hmm. And she's in a wheelchair and she's got a blanket on and she's got a patch on one eye. And I'm picking all this up in motion, right? I'm walking towards this girl. And as I saw it and felt it, a tear came to my eye. And I had to turn. I wiped the tear and went, come on, go. And I went. And the girl must have saw me, felt me, something. And I get up to her and I'm ready to grab this teddy bear and give her this beautiful energy. And she asked me how my day was. Mister, how's your day today? And I'm like, here I am. I've got most things in the world that, you know, I got it all going on. And I have this big energy and she blesses me. This little girl, one a patch on one eye, one leg, looks up and asks me how I am.
Yes. Like, dead for that girl.
That's it right there.
I love that.
When I review that story, it's like I can feel her. And so I give her the package anyway. And like, I didn't bless her at all. Like if I did, her spirit was so big. Her spirit was so big. Mine was pale in comparison. And so to have that memory, like that motivates me to do more. So my wife and I have a foundation. Like, we try to do as much as we can for others, knowing that if we can tie people into things bigger than ourselves and know that I was the biggest ego that you would ever see on the planet. Like, there was no room.
You just say construction and iron worker and we're good. we know that in a hot second.
So figuring out that life was about way more than Brent Yates made it very livable. I'll say that. Mm. And want to do more. It inspires me to do more.
You know, and thank you, Brent, for that. And also thank you for setting up the charity and sharing the story of the young gal at the Children's Hospital. And something's coming up for me, and I'm just going to intuit and go with it. Receivership. As you're telling this beautiful story and she's blessing you and giving you a gift, it's an even exchange of energy because you're doing the exact same thing for her, right? It may not transpire in the actual moment that you're seeing it, because in that moment you're having an emotional reaction, and then you walk up to her and you see her in a wheelchair, and you know, your mind's telling you something different than her heart is saying to you. And I also want to say that receiving a gift is just as important as giving a gift. So receivership is a really huge thing that I talk about, especially as a mom. Well, empty nester now, but you know, there's that whole give until you were exhausted kind of thing. And, oh no, I'm fine. I can deal with it. You know this, right? Oh, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. And then you fall apart. And then all the people that you were giving that were takers, they're not around because they're used to you giving above and beyond and them taking. And then you're sitting there going, but you know, we as humans, we did it to ourselves to learn and to expand. So all of that in a big, huge container of what I'm saying is, please, the gift of receivership is just as important as giving the gift of giving.
Yeah. You have to refill. And I think there's a lot of cup stories and dam stories about water flowing and, you know, filling yourself back up. I used to look at that as weakness. I used to think, well, a sabbatical, who needs a sabbatical? Who's got time?
Who's got
time for a sabbatical? Who's got time to go reboot? And it's really cool. Do I have 2 minutes?
We've got 20.
Can we go longer? Because I'm feeling we're going to need it.
It's only 8. Well, it's only at 8:40. So we've got till 58. So you're good, babe. Go.
Yeah. So this is probably, this is a Matthew McConaughey story. And he came out with Green Lights like 2 years ago, I'm guessing. But 1997, he was in the book, a movie, A Time to Kill. And he was already, like, I was seeing him. But I didn't know. Like, I saw this guy who was good with the world, right? This special, he was just good with himself.
Connector,
right? Like so confident, had the swag, he had it all going on. And everybody wants that, right? Everybody wants to be that guy. And I'm sure there's a girl out there that has the same thing, but I recognized him, but I didn't know how to find him. I didn't know what made him tick. So 1997, and I pick up this People magazine.
And audience, meaning what Brent's saying is him within himself. I just wanted to make sure that I communicated that.
And so I pick up a People magazine, and I'm flying to Phoenix, 2013-ish. And Matthew's on, and I love Matthew. Like, I've seen his movies, like this energy that he has, this coolness, this swag that everybody gets. So I read this People magazine about him. And in 1997, A Time to Kill came out, and he was already kind of on our radar, but not really. And so as soon as that movie came out, he became it. He was the guy. Everybody wanted him. Women wanted him. Guys wanted to be like him. Producers, you name it. Like, everybody wanted to talk to Matthew. And Matthew, what he did, he recognized he was out of control. Like, he was partying. He was all over. He had women everywhere. Like, it was just like hands open and arms open, and it was coming. Yeah. And so what he did, and I recognized it in 2013, what I would have never recognized, he dropped himself in Peru for 7 days, right? The guy, Matthew McConaughey, goes, I got to find myself.
Yep.
So he drops himself in a rainforest, no help. He's got enough food and water for one day, but he knows he can live off the land. That's where he came from. I couldn't do that, right? And so they drop him there, and day two, he's ill. He's violently ill. And this is 2013 when I'm reading this. He's violently ill, and he thinks he's gonna have to radio for help, but he doesn't want to because he hasn't found himself. He hasn't gotten reconnected yet. And so day two, he's puking, he's vomiting. He goes to sleep on this trail, and he walks this continuous, like a trail on a, like around a football track, like around a football field. He's walking this trail because he knows how to get, even if he gets delirious, he knows he can find his pickup spot. So he walks this all day long because he's afraid to get off this trail. So now it's a dirt path. It wasn't really a trail, but he turns it into a dirt path. He goes to sleep violently ill, passes out, but it thinks in his mind that, you know, tomorrow I may have to call for help because I'm not doing well. Yeah. And he wakes up, and what does he see? All that path he had been traveling and turned to flowers overnight in this rainforest. And what he says in that moment inspires me today. And it's, all I want is what I can see, and what I can see is in front of me. When I read that, I then knew that I, as a 53-year-old guy, like, I gotta seek that. Like, I get it, I'm tied into it. I know what he wants, I know what he's looking for. I gotta work every day to find that. I don't wanna go get dropped in a rainforest.
But, I don't either, I don't.
7 days of time is 20 minutes a day for us in a year. That's 20 minutes a day for you and I to go, I gotta find my special spot where I can be grateful, where I can be mindful about what I want in my life. And so that's all. He did it for 7 days. And I thought, and so as I think of all this and I talk to people, it's like, is your life not worth 10, 15 minutes a day of putting the right stuff in there, getting quiet and really listening to what's out there for you to really hear. And you can't listen to it. You can't hear it if you don't slow your mind down.
Yep. Right? It is. We're programmed media. We're programmed for the rat race, you know, realistically and metaphorically, it is a rat race that we're buzzing around in, and we're hitting walls and we're bouncing off, and it is simply yet profoundly take the moment of gratitude. And I've been talking about this for years, and this show was called The Gratitude Cafe until I redid my branding. But the principle and how I show up in my code of conduct is always the foundation piece of gratitude and appreciation. For just getting up in the morning, for, you know, breath in my lungs, walking the dog, the smell of spring and fall, you know, just the simple things, the trees dancing in the wind, and really feeling into that and building from that, right? Finding that new neural pathway, finding that new self-love, self-care, self-trust.
Yeah. And there's no way, when I saw you very first thing on the screen, that if you don't show up this morning, whatever, you know, you're an empty nester. So we have a little more time, right? I'm 61 years old. Okay. But for you to show up with the energy that you showed up with, like, you work on yourself. It's a discipline, right? You seek it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a practice. And I would think, no, I don't think, I know, because of the contrast that I have put myself into, I know that if I don't already have a practice, an intentional practice in place, shiitake is going to hit the fan, and I'm not going to be able to show up the person that I truly and authentically, how I want to show up. Now, I'm not saying it's a perfect science by any stretch of the imagination, that I'll loop in and loop out, and I'll fix it if I want to fix it. And that's okay too, right?
Sure. Yeah. That's all part of the growth thing that, you know, I feel alive, you feel alive, because we know there's more. Oh. And that is part of the growth, like the adventure that, like, I found 12 years ago. Like, you and I are going to find new adventures at new highs. We've been somewhere, but we're always looking for new inspiration, right?
Yes. And what about leaning? I was just having this conversation with another girlfriend Sunday. We were talking about, because a leap of faith, massive leaps of faith. And where I'm going with this is completely trusting in source, whatever your source is. And my conversation with her, because I've had massive leaps of faith over these last few years, and I literally leaned so much into my source. I said, source, listen, if you want me to leave my community of 40 plus years, my children, all of that, and move to a different state, you best be showing me some big signs that I cannot deny. And sure enough, and it's been grace and it's been grace and ease ever since. However, I'm still in the process of unpacking emotions and learning. And I think that's important for us to communicate, to say to the audience as well, you're going to keep unpacking all of that stuff. And it's the honoring of the unpacking, looking at it and then swiping left or flicking it off. So where I was going with all that, having gratitude, appreciation, trust, and that massive leap of faith. Can you talk about that?
Wow.
We've got good 10 minutes.
Yeah. No, I think I don't know that it was such a leap of faith for me versus really survival for me. So I think, you know, the leap of faith.
Well, isn't it? Oh my God, I can't survive. I'm going to have to take that leap of faith because I got nothing else.
Yeah, it was that for me because I didn't know if I would make it much longer. Yeah. And so when I hear your story, I'd rather connect with what you just said. I know you asked me a question, but it's gone.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Because just I'm connect. Interested. You creating space, all of us creating space with people around us, with what we put in, like we often. You know, I think people looked at my life at 47 years old and I got to go create. I created space 2,000 miles from the darkness, what I saw as darkness. And now I've got a home in Ohio again, and my kids are there, and there's brightness again. But creating space, that's adventure too, right? Mm. Like you get to show up somewhere. You're still on the air, but everybody you meet, it's all brand new. And that's all part of this adventurous life that we'll get to lead if we want that. And I think many people, we just don't know any different. I think people I talk to, you know, and it's hundreds, like they don't know any different. They don't know that it's available. They don't know that it's free. Like what your show, yeah, your show is free. Like nobody's paying for your show, right? That's a whole different gig. But what I'm given, like there's a cost for the book, but I have a website that they can go to. And here's what's really cool about my book and my journey is I still have the same life coach. And in the back of my book, he goes through about, I don't know, 14 visualizations that we did along my journey in the book that are absolute, the same ones that got me through a situation and helped me, you know, to overcome whatever that is. And so we probably have 400 or 500 visualizations today. And I'm able to tap into that. You said something about resources earlier, like you're always moving around because we want to go higher, right? You and I. Like the whole adventure, this whole gravity of up is, you know, it's a there is no destination, right? It's just, it's a direction we want to go, right?
It's just an expansion. And the language and words are important to me. It's not bigger, better, or greater. It's just an expanded consciousness, an expanded energy. And if I use the word greater, it's not that I'm any bigger, better, or greater than you. It's I am choosing to show up in strength and confidence and love and compassion, right?
100%.
Yeah.
And what's going to lift you up is everything that you seek or that you open your mind to. And because your mind's open to it, like I said in the beginning, it's going to find you and it all just comes in and sweeps and lifts you up.
Yes, it does.
Higher. I love higher. Oh. I don't think higher is a greater. Higher is, yeah, it's all what we need to be looking at. Like how we can live on this planet and we can become, you know, we can be part of the drama, or we can change our atmosphere. We can
how
absolutely
can I gravity
change
up?
Yeah, baby. That's it. That's it.
Gravity up. I love it. How can we get a hold or a copy of the book?
Yeah. Simon & Schuster is the publisher. Brent Yates, brentyates.com, Gravity of Up. You find Brent Yates. If you just Google Brent Yates, you will find me.
Yeah,
that's
I
cool.
Did that.
I got a fun story
that.
There. My grandkids about 2 weeks ago I was home with them in Ohio, and their mom said, Lauren, my daughter said, hey, do you know Cooper's Googling you at school? And you talk about proud, right? Like I've had a lot of things I could be prideful about through my life. And that I think I was as proud of that as anything. Like he's sharing me with his friends at 6 and 7 years old. That was cool. Anyway, I don't know where that was going, but.
Well, I love that you recognize that, because that's, I call that a heart pride. It's not based from ego. It is just that heart pride that is just in a container of love and that compassion for yourself. So I love that. Mm. So we have been talking about the gravity up, of course, unlock your potential so no one can hold you down. My lovely ones, it all starts with you. It absolutely all starts with you. We've got about 3 more minutes or so. Is there anything you'd like to wrap up the show with, Brent?
Oh, wow. We've covered a lot of ground. I just think, you know, I love to train. I know you can kind of see my workout equipment in the back. And a lot of things you'll see me on social media is like, I'm taking care of my body.
Mind, body, what I spirit, put in it, babe.
Right? It's all happening. And it's not one thing, it's all. And I know everybody says that, but I think, you know, it's easy to go to the gym and it's easy to bring that energy, but truly the discipline of, we'll use higher, not better, takes precedence over all that. If I don't wake up and get discipline, not just on what I'm putting in my body via food, but in my mind, like I can't train because my body will break down. It all starts right here. And then it, you know, the mind, the heart and the mind are connected, right? Mm-hmm. The body is fed through the heart and the mind. And it's, my body's never been healthier. Like if you saw me in the gym, you go, that guy can't be 61 years old. I'm proud of that. But also know that at 47 years old, I'm on crutches. I weigh about 170 pounds. I think I'm going to die. So right. I changed who I was, how I thought, how I ate, how I fed myself. Everything changed, right? So it can happen. Now at 61, I'm bigger, tougher, smarter. I don't know if I'm better looking. I got a lot of gray going on. But I am healthy,
distinguishing,
61-year-old.
Have at it.
You can change. You can change. And it is you. You said it a minute ago. It is you.
Yes. And you have the permission, you guys. And it's going to take ovaries. It's going to take tenacity. It's going to take a practice that you know, you're worthy of it. Don't give up on yourself. You are so worthy of the formidable initiation of walking across the bridge through your fears, through your shames, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd like to just wrap it up with saying, there's some language I'd like to use, and Brent, you can agree or disagree or yes or no or whatever, but if you are not in your awareness, if you're not in your awareness of right now and appreciation and gratitude, you're going to be thinking of your past, and that is truly your past. Yeah. You don't need to live there. And if you're thinking and you're angry and you're frustrated and you're stressed out, it's because you're thinking of the future. Yeah. You don't need to have that control moving. You just don't. Focus on what you're doing right here, right now. We've offered you the tools. Brent's got the tools for you. You can Google, you can get his book, read his stories of inspiration, and make them your own. Put them in your backpack, put them in your toolbox to help lift you up, to help gravity up, right?
We're just the guide. They're the heroes. You have to be a hero in your own life. We are trying to give you a guide. So one, if I could wrap it up, something that has come to me, for people just to reach out for people like you and I and all the resources out there. Life is a team game. When you think you can go it alone, you're only going to go so high. And that's what I know for sure.
Yep. Level up, gravity up, my friends. Let's make this happen. Make magic happen.
Thank you so much. You are a joy.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank the wife. Thank the family. Thank the tribe. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. And let me know how I can best support you moving forward. I mean that.
Same here for you. You're a great spirit. Thank you. Enjoyed it.
All right, you guys. I wanted to remind all of you about Brent Yates, how to get a hold of his book, The Gravity Up, Unlock Your Potential So No One Can Hold You Down. Literally, you can just Google his name and, it's pretty easy. All that information, all that stuff's going to be on the show notes, in the email. It's going to be on social media. So just go to Clarity with Sue and you'll find all the deets there. Thank you so much, Brent. And Benny, let's wrap it up for today. And until next week, you guys, each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world.
new day, the game has changed, the pieces in place, and now we're moving. We shine in this new light and live how we want. Yeah, fresh start, light that spark, and we take off. Yeah, we'll be flying. We're here, a brand new gear to show what we got.